which every day will bring it to our ears. In this world there is no stay, this tale appears. Woman late in Golden Lane, 30 shillings lend. Woman living near, neighbor and her friend. The woman money by the week, poor wretch was forced to borrow of her rich neighbor, which did seek to lend it to her sorrow. The lender first by small coal came onto a fair estate, and money lent unto the poor at a most griping rate. Amongst the rest, this neighbor near did borrow by the week the sum above which people fear caused her blood to reek. For on a day she passing by, being full big with child, the lender unto her did cry, she was by her beguiled. Hussy, quoth she, what do you mean, my money not to pay? That 30 shillings which I lent to you on such a day. Time is expired, and you know I will no longer trust. Pray, housewife, pay me what you owe, I'll make you know you must. This trembling debtor straight replied, pray say no more, for I your debt have never yet denied, nor will not though I die. I never meant you to defeat, you of your cash with gain. Pray therefore no more words repeat, but from your wrath refrain. This cursed Jew no more replied, but straight made fast the door, and then began to rail and bawl much louder than before. The debtor, like a harmless sheep, standing the while quite mute, this language had her thunderstruck, and that without dispute. This monster lion like commands her debtor straight to pay, or else she lets her understand she ne'er should go away. At this the debtor, quite amazed, suspecting future ill, desired for her infant's sake that she would not her kill. But this inhumane wretch so wild, with an inhumane rage, falls on the woman big with child, not could her wrath assuage. With kicks and blows this creature died within a day or two, and what she suffered no one knows, although the thing be true. The coroner was sent for straight to view the corpse when dead. Manslaughter he did bring it in, the broker since is fled. The sufferer at her latest gasp affirmed her child and she, by this same murther has lost their lives, which truly well might be. The coroner, who was her bail, who for this fact is fled, is for the same secured in goal, for her who now is dead. God grant all people may abstain such wretched acts as these, and keep a